From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program as we continue our study of one little verse in the book of Philippians, and that is Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. Where the Word of God says, as Paul the Apostle was writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." You know, the entire book of Philippians is written to explain to us the Christian experience as it relates to Christ, our sufficiency. In other words, we experience Christianity and all that Christianity is because we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. And there's so many tremendous truths taught in this book that really brings joy to the heart of the believer who studies it. That's why I've said over the years that the theme of the book of Philippians is the joy of the Christian experience as it relates to Christ our sufficiency. And so, in that context, we've been looking at Philippians 1 and verse 21, a verse of Scripture we all know well that says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Most of the time when we read that verse, we just skim right over it. But we're not doing that this week. We're digging down into it to teach and to understand what it really says to each and every one of us. Now, yesterday, I mentioned that, indeed, this verse is teaching us that Christ is our life. And we see from this verse that Christ as our life is personal. Paul says, "For to me," and we talked about that yesterday. Today, we're going to focus on the fact that Christ as our life is present right now. It says, "For to me to live is Christ." Right now, on this day, on this Wednesday, each and every one of us as believers can say, right now, I am alive in Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ. My life is all about Christ. My life is centered around Christ. Without Jesus Christ, I would not have eternal life. Beloved, we need to think about that from time to time. There are so many things in the Christian life that we just take for granted. And I think that that's one of the reasons why that many times as Christians we become stale. We become stale simply because of the fact that we don't stop and focus on what we really have in Christ. But He is our life in the present. Without Christ, there's no life. So let's dig into this just a little bit today. First of all, let me emphasize that Christ is the Savior of the believer's life. He is the Savior of the believer's life. We all know John 14:6, I suppose, where Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You see, Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. And we could not have the life of God, and we could not have fellowship with God apart from trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. But with that in mind, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, where it really teaches us that Christ is the Savior of our life as born-again believers. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says this, "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Beloved, I want to remind you that there is only one Savior, and that is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. There is only one Savior, and that is Jesus Christ. And I say that because in a recent survey that I read within the past months, it indicated that there are people who claim to be evangelical Christians who are saying that there may be other ways to heaven besides Jesus Christ. Now, we know people have been saying that for years, but this particular survey said that evangelical Christians or some evangelical Christians are saying that, that there are other ways to heaven besides Jesus Christ. I want to tell you very directly today, beloved, there's only one Savior, only one Savior. He is Jesus Christ the Lord. And because of Him, we can have the forgiveness of sin and everlasting life. So let's never forget that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the believer's life. That's why we say Christ as our life is present. But secondly, Christ is the source of the believer's life. The source of the believer's life. We would have no life if it were not for Jesus Christ. Turn back, if you would please, with me to John chapter 14 and verse 19. Jesus is speaking. John 14 and verse 19, He says, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more." You see, He's preparing His disciples for the fact that He was going to leave them. But then He says, "But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also." Underline that last phrase in verse 19 of John 14 in your Bible. "Because I live," Jesus said, "ye shall live also." Now stop to think about that for a moment. If Jesus Christ was not alive, neither would you be. If Jesus Christ was not alive, number one, you would not be alive physically, because Jesus Christ is the source of physical life. But even to a greater degree, if Jesus Christ was not alive, you would not be alive spiritually. That is, those of you who've trusted Christ as Savior. Those of you who have not yet trusted Jesus Christ are yet spiritually dead. You are spiritually dead and separated from Christ. I would encourage you to call upon His name and ask Him to save you right now. And if you do that, He will save you, and then you'll be able to say that because Christ lives, you shall live, and you do live also. Because He lives, we live as well. Thank God for that. Then, Christ as our life is the strength of the believer's life. The strength of the believer's life. You know, in John chapter 15, when the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about the fact that He is the vine and we are the branches, He says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." And boy, could we elaborate upon that verse. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Without Christ, we are nothing. Without Christ, we simply are not, by the way. But when you turn to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13, you see these words. Chapter 4 and verse 13, where the Word of God says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Think of that. We're talking about the fact that Jesus Christ is the strength of our life as Christians. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So many times I've heard people say down through the years, "Well, I thought that God might want to use me as a pastor or as a missionary, but I really don't have it in me." Oh, listen, beloved, if God calls you to be a pastor or a missionary or anything else within the body of Christ as ministry is concerned, Christ will give you the strength to do it. We're not saved by our own strength. We do not live by our own strength. We don't serve by our own strength. We do it by the strength of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is the source of our life. He is the strength of our life, but He is also the sustainer of our life. Back in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6, we find this. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6, where Paul says about the Lord Jesus, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him." What does that teach? It teaches us that it's by Jesus Christ that our life is sustained. It's by Jesus Christ that we live. You see, Christ is our life. He is the Savior of the believer's life, the source of the believer's life, the strength of the believer's life, the sustainer of the believer's life. And that's why Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ." Presently, Christ is our life. Do you know Him as your personal Savior? If you do, I rejoice. But if you don't, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, to simply call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask Him to save you, and He will. Christ as our life is personal. Christ as our life is present. The Lord willing, tomorrow we will study that Christ as our life is prospective. You'll not want to miss tomorrow's study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.